Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Little Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whether you're happy about something, excited about something, or scared about something, you're frightened about something, whatever wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and wherever you are on the time continuum of business ownership, from startup to divestiture, we've got something that will help you there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadlick. Charles W. Cadlick is the author of Dow 100,000 Factor Fiction. He's the founder of
Community of Liberty.
Community of Liberty. I was getting it out. Communityofliberty.org, an organization I encourage you to check out. He's also a contributor to Forbes.com and other publications. Chuck, you were talking to us about the two campaigns, the two platforms. The Obama administration is saying things aren't where we'd like for them to be. We just need more time. The Republicans are saying, you've had plenty of time. It's time for a change. And who's making the best case?
Well, right now it's a tie. And I think one of the things that was clear at the convention was Romney did not speak forcefully about his plan to put 12 million people back to work.
There wasn't enough meat on the bun, was there?
There wasn't enough meat on the bun. I mean, he kind of 5 points, and he didn't even mention a 20% across the board tax rate reduction,
right?
Which is central to his plan, and he didn't make the case for it, which is worse. He didn't make the case that the way we can grow revenues.
Why would he leave that out? Were you shocked at that? Were you shocked that there wasn't more?
I was surprised. I was sitting there actually listening and waiting. Well, tell me how you're going to do this. The good news is this. He at least said the goal correctly, 12 million jobs. Look, all presidents make mistakes. Ronald Reagan, for his greatness, made a lot of errors in those 8 years. So let's not forget voluntary restrictions on car imports and all the rest. So, and some tax increases that he had there in 82 and the like. But
yeah.
He had the polar star. At least Romney's articulated a polar star, 12 million jobs that will help him self-correct. Now, by contrast, in President Obama's speech, I don't believe he ever used the word job once.
Not once
did he say the word job. So I think the problem here is that he has a vision of a fairer, just society. We all like fairness and justice, but Romney has to make the argument that the most important thing for the middle class is economic growth, because without economic growth, it gets to be a zero-sum game. And in a zero-sum game, let me tell you who loses the most.
Well, here's
poor
the
minorities. Poor minorities,
yep.
And the middle class lose the most.
That's exactly right.
Game.
The more the government... See, this is the part that I'm having a hard time connecting with President Obama's argument, is he wants to help the middle class. But his solution for the middle class, and folks, there's no, this is not me editorializing. There's no question. There shouldn't be any doubt in anybody's mind right now that President Obama thinks that the road to success for America is paid by the government.
He is
saying that. I mean, I'm not editorializing. This is his ideology. This is his worldview. But my point, Chuck, is I'm having a hard time reconciling the success of the middle class with a bigger government. Those two don't just seem to be at odds. What do you think?
They are at odds. I mean, historically, empirically, the 1930s we had a massive expansion in government, and the Depression went on for 8 years. Under Bill Clinton, we reduced the size of the government relative to the economy by helping the economy grow fast and reducing government spending and holding it in check, and we had a boom.
Mm-hmm.
Under George Bush, we had an expansion of government. That was the thing that Bush did poorly.
Right.
And and President Obama has done it. So any time...
And consequently, in the last three terms, our debt, our national debt, has exploded because we borrowed money to fund the government.
That's right, and we haven't become more prosperous as a result.
Right. That's right.
It speaks for itself. The experience speaks for itself.
And basically, we have lived in the last 12 years in a lot of ways, as you said, Bush's years, but especially in the last 4 years, we have run our country not unlike the way Europe has been running their countries.
On borrowed money and now on borrowed time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Folks, I mean, there's no other way to look at that.
Well, look at the results. The unemployment rate, over 8%, 43 months in a row.
Which is under
Ronald Reagan, where we came out of a very severe economic crisis with, people forget, 21%
right.
interest rates in the last.
Right.
By this time, the economy, we were under 7% unemployment. And we're experiencing growth rates 4%, 5%, 6%.
And Chuck, for the last generation in the European Union, the economic growth has looked like the growth we have now. Unemployment has looked like the unemployment we have now for year after year after year. That's, folks, when I say, if you want to see your movie that's going to happen in front of you, watch what's happening in Europe right now. And the economic elements, the economic indicators that we have right now are exactly the economic indicators and elements that Europe had in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. Chuck,
Well, look, the policies, whatever they've been tried in the 20th century, have produced the same results. If you increase government spending, you increase taxes, you have weak currencies, and you have barriers to trade, you get unemployment, and the middle class and the poor suffer the most.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, rich people take care of themselves.
That's right. They have
the resources, and they have the contacts in government
right.
to get to
exactly
tell
right.
them the hand to play. They have the cards.
Government is not the way to get the bad folks out of your way. The marketplace is free enterprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.